אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is the charity walk of Mark Spiro. In April 2023, Mark's father experienced what the doctor described as a serious 8 out of 10 stroke. It was an incredibly challenging time for his family, but thanks to a series of fortunate events, the impact of the stroke was significantly reduced to a 2 out of 10. Recognizing how fortunate his family was, he consulted with the lead doctors involved in his father's operation to try and understand what had happened, and after their meeting, it became clear to him that he wanted to give back. Starting in June, he will be walking from Geneva to the Vatican on a journey that will take about 8 weeks to complete altogether. 1.3 million steps, one for each UK stroke survivor. Mark is joining us now from Switzerland. Hello, Mark, and welcome to the program.
Amit, it's great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. You're currently doing a very interesting charity walk all the way from Lake Geneva in Switzerland to the Vatican. Could you tell us more about the walk and, of course, about the charity?
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to. 8 weeks ago, my father suffered what was considered a serious, by the doctors, a serious 8 out of 10 stroke. Because of quick actions on the day, quick actions by my mother, identifying it, the emergency services arriving on time. They arrived in 8 minutes when they said they'd take 40 minutes. By taking him to the right hospital and by getting very, very lucky by having a top surgeon in the hospital at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, he had an operation called a thrombectomy. Mm-hmm. And because of that, 8 out of 10 stroke was reduced to a 2 out of 10 stroke. It's amazing. I flew back as quick as I could from Chile, where I was living and working, got back to London a couple of days later, and spent some time with my parents and my brother, who lives in Israel and had to return after a few days, and looked after him and cared for him. And after learning more about the operation that my father had, there are only 6 doctors in England who perform this surgery, which means there's only 1,000 a year that happen out of the 10,000 people a year that are eligible to have this. I started thinking how many lives stroke survivors and their families and friends are affected by strokes, and how fortunate we were to go from an 8 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10, and that there are so few doctors doing this. Mm-hmm. So after learning and researching why that was, our healthcare service in England, although it is wonderful, and I have not got a bad word to say about it, they are not directing their resources at the moment to training more doctors and surgeons and their teams in this surgery. Mm-hmm. So I thought, yeah, I wanted to do something big to raise money so that we can get one, maybe two more doctors trained in a thrombectomy.
Nice. So this something big you are doing now is the long charity walk. Was all this your idea?
It was, yeah. It came from my love of outdoors, my love of doing something new. A couple of years ago, I did the Camino de Santiago from France to Spain, which was about 900 kilometers.
Why did you choose to walk between Switzerland and Italy?
I've always been very interested in Switzerland and Italy. There is a rich Jewish history from Italy, that it's a great rabbit hole to go down. And I just wanted to do something different and bolder and bigger than I had before.
So just to give our listeners a little taste about your previous adventures, you traveled quite a lot. You've been to Africa on a motorbike. You traveled in South America. Maybe share with us a bit about your travels.
So I love the outdoors. I love adventure. Some people choose a career. Well, I choose jobs based around where can I go and what experiences can I have. I did travel Africa on a motorcycle. I did 11 countries and I work as a nurse. I'm not a qualified nurse, but it turns out the rules are a little bit different in a few African countries. So you can kind of jump in and get your hands dirty. In Chile, I was the first 6 months of this year, I was working in the blueberry business, propagating plant genetics and sending them around the world. But the coolest thing I did, which your listeners might be interested in, I sailed with a friend of mine in a very small sailing yacht from Cairns on the East Coast all the way up to Thailand, going along the whole, East Coast of Australia.
Only two of you?
Yeah, in a very small boat, 49-footer. We went up to, everywhere, really, Port Douglas, Cooktown, all the way up to Thursday Island, which is, I think, the most northern point of Australia.
Wow.
And that was wonderful.
Tell us more about your current walk from Geneva to the Vatican. Where are you now? And a little about the route to the Vatican.
Right now, I'm in Lausanne, Switzerland. Lausanne is right on the top of right on the northern point of Lake Geneva. It's the home of the Olympics. And this is where I'm joining the route. The route is 1,300 years old. And it starts in Canterbury Cathedral in England. And it takes you straight to the Vatican. And it's what they used to do for 1,300 years ago. It was a walk to the Vatican when they needed to go see their boss.
Right.
Being Jewish myself, there are lots of synagogues along the way. Just last Saturday, I was in the synagogue in Lausanne, which is actually a very beautiful synagogue. It's about 120 years old, and it serves 500 families. And I'll be going to synagogues along the way as well, because that's important to me.
And the distance in steps between Geneva and the Vatican is playing a key role in your journey. What is the number again? Number of steps?
Well, this is how I chose it. There's 1.3 million people in the UK who are what we call stroke survivors, people who are living with a stroke. And I just calculated, if I'm going to do this walk, I want to take one step for everyone. Where am I starting?
Mm-hmm.
And I put into the calculator, my stride length is 82 centimeters. I calculated that and I said, okay, 1.3 million steps takes me to Lausanne. It turns out, by the way, Amits, that my maths was a bit wrong. I didn't factor in that having 18 kilos on my back takes my stride length from about 80 centimeters to 60. So I've already done 132,000 steps just to get from Geneva Airport to my starting point. So I'm going to go way over, but that's okay.
Okay. Look, what you're doing is truly amazing, but let's talk about some of the things that one can learn about the causes and the life-saving treatments of stroke patients, especially since your father had a very bad one. What have you learned and what tips can you share with us?
Well, I'll just remind everyone of the how to spot a stroke. It's called be fast. The first thing is balance. Okay, the first thing is eyesight. If you see someone's balance is a bit off, they complain they can't see, then it gets to F. You have to be fast. If you identify that in anyone, think stroke. That's what I really want people to think about. If they see someone's balance is off and they complain they can't see or they're having problems with their vision, take them to a hospital immediately. That's the first thing. On top of that, I didn't realize I had in my head that strokes were something that old people got. Something that grandparents got or great-grandparents when you're in your 80s. 26% of people that have strokes are in working age. They're under the age of 65. That was new information for me. In England, the youngest stroke survivor was a baby boy called Alfie, and Alfie was 7 months old when he had his stroke. Okay, so that's something that I learned. Well, the other thing, and the reason why there are so many causes out there, Amit, that I'm sure you get asked. There's all these charities that people align themselves with, and animal rights is something that's very important to me. I don't eat meat or animal products, but there's always going to be people who are horrible to animals. So sometimes we have these causes and it just feels like it's helpless. There are some cancers and there hasn't been any research. We haven't moved the needle in 50 years. But with strokes, the research that's happening is unbelievable. This operation that my father had that took him from an 8 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10 didn't exist a few years ago. So this is why it's become so important to me. And I really... I'm so passionate about this because we're making such big advancements so quickly. That's something that was new to me as well.
So it's pretty much awareness. What are we talking about? Seems like a very simple thing.
Absolutely. It does sound simple. And sometimes if something sounds too good to be true, it often isn't. But in this case, it is. a stroke is not a one-time incident. It's not a heart attack. You don't have it. It can last 12 or 18 hours. A lot of people don't realize they've had a stroke. I've spoken to many people. A lot of people don't realize that they've had a stroke up to 2 or 3 or 4 days later. They feel very bad for a few hours. They still have a headache. They can't walk properly. They go to the emergency room and they said, last Tuesday you had a stroke, sir. So a stroke can last 12 to 18 hours.
Do you speak to your dad every day?
Yes, I do. But that was pre-stroke. We all spoke. We're a Jewish family. We talk a lot.
Of course. And do you think he will be well enough to actually join you on your walk, or at least part of it?
Oh, for sure. And that's actually something we're really excited about. He is coming to join the last 150 kilometers with me in approximately 2 months. For the previous, the 8 weeks that I was in England, look, he was released from hospital 4 days after the stroke. It's unheard of. He was cleared from the physio after 1 hour session.
Amazing. Okay?
In training for this walk, we would walk on the Heath in London. It's beautiful green wild park in London with big hills and everything. And we were going around there, and I had 18 kilos on my back, and we were walking 7 kilometers every day over not a long period of time, over 1.5 hours. He's going to be great.
Okay, last but not least, tell me, where can we visit online to learn more about what you're doing, and how can people support it?
So first of all, that's the absolute best thing people can do. If they want to get involved, please go to www.markspiro.com. That's MarkSpiro.com. And I'll just be clear. Every single penny, you can find out more about the walk. You can find out more about my father's stroke and his operation. But every single penny that we raise goes straight to the University College London Hospital charity. The UCLH are one of the largest hospitals and charities in the United Kingdom. And they have 700 charities that they direct their funds to every year. When this walk is done, we're going to take all the money that we've raised. I'm going to sit down with the two lead surgeons of my father's operation, and we're going to give that money directly to causes that they've given their blessing to get more doctors trained in thrombectomy. The money I'm raising, it's not buying me new shoes. Yeah, it's not putting me out of my tent and into a hotel for the night. It's going straight to the UCLH charity. And then those funds will be allocated by the two lead doctors.
Mark Spiro, with his charity walk from Geneva to the Vatican for raising money for doctors who could better understand and treat strokes. Good luck with everything.
Cheers, Amit. The best thing you can do is just learn about how to spot someone having a stroke. Be fast. It's all on the website. I encourage everyone to do that. If you act fast, you can save lives.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.